Decree on the Press. In the heavy and decisive hour of the revolution and of the days immediately following, the Provisional Revolutionary Committee was forced to undertake a whole series of measures of various degrees against the counter-revolutionary press. Immediately from all sides, cries were raised that the new socialist power had violated in this way the foundational principle of its program by having encroached on freedom of the press. The workers' and peasants' government turns the attention of the population to the fact that in our society, behind this liberal screen, in reality there hides freedom for the owning classes, who have seized into their hands the lion's share of all the press, to irrevocably poison minds to spread confusion in the consciousness of the masses. Everyone knows that the bourgeois press is one of the most powerful weapons of the bourgeoisie. Especially in the critical moment when a new authority, the authority of the workers and peasants, is only just being stabilized, it was impossible to leave this weapon intact in the hands of the enemy at a time when it is no less dangerous than bombs and machine guns. That is why temporary and emergency measures for cutting off the flow of filth and slander in which the yellow and green press would so eagerly drown a small victory of the people were taken. As soon as the new order stabilizes, all administrative influence on the press will be halted, and full freedom of the press will be established within the bounds of liability before the court, in accordance with the widest and most progressive law in this regard. Considering, however, that restraints of the press, even in critical moments, are permissible only in absolutely necessary limits, the Soviet of People's Commissars decrees the general condition of the press. 1. Only organs of the press which incite to open resistance or disobedience toward the workers' and peasants' government, or sow confusion by way of clearly slanderous distortion of the facts, or incite clearly criminal actions, that is, of a criminally punishable character, are subject to being closed. 2. Prohibitions on organs of the press, temporary or permanent, are to be introduced only upon decree of the Soviet of People's Commissars. 3. The current condition is of a temporary character and will be repealed by special order at the onset of normal conditions of societal life. Chairman of the Soviet of People's Commissars, Vladimir Ulyanov Lenin, Petrograd, 27th of October, 1917.